Have you seen my... Oh. It's you. What? Do you live here now? Just stay the night? Yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's her house. She's free to invite over whoever she wants to fuck. Aw, don't act so offended. I heard you two last night when I got home. Yeah, I think it was around 3 in the morning? You must have been pounding her pretty hard, because I've never heard mom make noises like that. Ugh, please. I wasn't listening to you on purpose. You two weren't exactly quiet about it. With the noises she was making, I'm surprised you didn't wake up the neighborhood. And don't give me that look. You have no problem fucking the shit out of my mom in the middle of the night. Making her scream your name throughout the house like you're fucking God Almighty. But talking about it with her daughter is somehow too taboo. I'm just fucking with you. It's my way of dealing with all this. I come home for college break to find that my mom has gotten herself a fancy new boyfriend that she fucks every single night. It's like I didn't even leave the dorms. And yet, it's my own mother, so it's 10 times worse. Ugh. Did you know that she didn't even mention you? Like, at all? I know I'm not super close with my mom, but you'd think she would have sent me a text or something before I get home. Hey, dear! I missed you so much. Can't wait to see you these holidays. But ups, I got myself a handsome older man to fuck, so expect every breakfast to be awkward as fuck. You know? Oh, I bet you do know. You've been seeing her for what? A few weeks? Just over a month at best? This must be as weird for you as it is for me. Probably weirder. Here you are, hitting it off with a pretty new woman. She's charming, sexy, and single. Seems too good to be true. And just when you think you've hit the jackpot, BAM! Her daughter shows up from college and you're now trapped playing happy family for the holidays. I promise, I don't have any plans on calling you daddy. Unless you're into that kind of thing. So, have you seen my mom? She's out? At this hour? Where could she be going in the morning? Huh? It's midday? Ah, shit. I guess I slept in longer than I thought. So, any idea when my mom will be home? No? Well. Guess I'll make some breakfast while I wait. Or lunch. Whatever. Move over. Coffee? Thank fuck mom never got rid of this old coffee machine. Yes? Am I comfortable? I guess. What do you mean? Ah! My pants. Did you seriously just realize I'm not wearing pants? It's so whatever. I've got an oversized shirt on. It's fine. There you go again, giving me that look. This is my house too. Besides, what kind of double standards are you pulling here? I wake up to find a shirtless man in my kitchen, yet I'm the indecent one for not wearing pants in my own house. Some kind of fucked up morals there. Oh, I'm sorry. Are my legs that distracting? Are all men incapable of controlling themselves around the sight of some bare skin? Or shall I tell my mom that her new boyfriend can stop staring at my legs like some dirty old pervert? Oh my god, you should have seen how panicked you looked. Relax, man. You can look, I don't care. That would be inappropriate. Suit yourself. I certainly don't mind the view. Since we're already on topic that's inappropriate, what's she like? Don't play dumb. You know who. My mother. If you don't answer, I'm just gonna keep talking. So, what she's like? She certainly enjoyed last night, and the bed sounded like it was going to collapse. But I didn't hear much from you. What's the matter? Are you more of the quiet and stoic type in bed? Or is she just not giving you what you want? It sounded like she was giving you lots of commands. Are you into that stuff? Personally, I prefer being told what to do. But you don't strike me as that type. That's a shame. Most of the guys I fuck tend to be pretty vocal. Telling me what to do, how to do it, that kind of stuff. I think it's better that way, you know? Especially if I match well with my partners. Everybody's happy and it just feels so much better. A young guy thing? I don't know about that. I've been with a few older guys too. Just as vocal. Maybe it just wasn't as good for you as it could be. Just not matching as well as you could. Well, sure, the sex is fine. But you're like the only other guy she's been with since dad. And that was years ago. She's probably out of practice, you know? Only knows one way of doing it. I just wonder if you'd make more noise in the sack if you had someone more compatible. I'm not trying to say anything. Just, I'm sure my mom is great and all, but I'm so much better. What? It's the truth. Besides, judging from the way you've been staring at my legs, you're interested in trying the younger model. There you go again. Pretending to be offended, acting like I'm the crass one while you continue to undress me with your eyes. Like a fucking hypocrite. I should be the one that's offended. But lucky for you, I'm not bothered by your lustrous eyes. I don't know. Something about being back home, listening to how you're able to just fuck the hell out of my mom each night, has got me in some kind of mood. I'm just so worked up, you know? Like, I just want a strong older man to be around, to lust over my body, even if he doesn't want to. Hell, I'm at the point where if you wanted to fuck me, you only have to ask. I'm just that frustrated at the moment. Oh no, I'm not asking you to fuck me. You're my mom's boyfriend. It'd be so wrong. I could never do that to her. I'm just pointing out that I'd probably do anything you'd want. Anything you tell me to do. And that I'd probably do it better than my mom ever could. Ah, well, that's my breakfast coffee done. I should get going. This was a nice chat. Bye bye. Aww, you're holding onto my wrist rather tightly. Did you need something else, sir? A brat? Me? I don't know what you mean. Asking for it. But I haven't been asking for anything. Did you just grab my ass? You did, didn't you? Pulling me close with such a firm grip. What are you going to do now? You have your girlfriend's daughter in the palm of your hand. Literally. What do you want to do? Did you want to fuck me, sir? Say it. Say it for me. Yes. Come on. Take me. Kiss me. I know you want to. What else? What else, sir? Did you want to undress me? Of course, sir. Look at this. Can you see how wet you've made me? You did this. Now tell me how you want me, sir. On the kitchen bench, facing you? Yes, please. Like this? Legs wrapped around you. Are you going to take your cock out? Yeah? Fuck, you're so hard. Are you going to put that inside me? Do it, please, sir. Pull me in. I want to feel everything. Fuck me as I hold on to you. Fuck, I can feel it inside me. So good. And your hands wandering up my body. Oh wow, this is really happening. A full week of hearing you pound my mom every night. Now it's mine. It's actually fucking mine. Yes, fuck yes. That's it, just like that. Just like that. You like how this younger pussy feels? Isn't it so much better than my mom? You wanna play with my breast? Yes, do it, sir. Yes, that's it. Tweak my nipples. Yeah, that's right. Do you like that? Do you like me, sir? It sounds like you do. So much more vocal than before. Go on. Moan for me. I wanna know how good I feel. Hold me tight and tell me how good I feel. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I've been bad, I know. I seduced you like the slut that I am. It's all my fault. What did you do from the start? I acted like a bratty cock tease because I wanted you to fuck me. I told you exactly what you wanted to hear. We're practically nothing because I knew that it would set you off. And now you're punishing me, and I deserve it, sir. In fact, punish me more. Right there, there's a spot. Fuck, yes, you're good at this. Yes, keep going. Fuck, this feels good. Oh fuck, you're so fucking rough. No, it's good, don't stop. Oh fuck, oh god, I'm almost fucking there. Please, are you gonna come in me, please? Give it to me, please. Please, sir, please. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh fuck, yes. Give it to me, sir. Thank you. I want it all. I'm sorry, sir. Sorry for being such a dirty slut. Wow. Fuck, you actually did it. I heard you. So loud, so commanding. Do you feel better now, sir? I told you I was better than mom. Oh no. Shh, don't think about her now. She doesn't have to know. No one has to know. Besides, soon I'll be back to college and out of your life again. But until then, is there anything else you want to do, sir?